they're recording to make it shareable on the web. And it came out of two things really. Came out of one, the death of my mother, and some sort of first big significant loss in my life, and suddenly realizing that, you know, she'd died with a whole bunch of memories that had gone. And I thought, you never really carry around an audio recorder, and wouldn't it be great if you could capture, you know, memories of your life, of your children's life, very simply and stored them in the cloud. And then in 2008, Channel 4 were going to launch 8 digital radio stations, and one of those is going to be a competitor to Radio 4, and they brought us in to look at the kind of internet strategy. And we were Mac developers and iPhone developers, and we said, well, you know, great, portable solution, very high quality audio, capture on a mobile, tagged with a bunch of data, and you can use it on air. And we began to work on that just as the moment that Channel 4 decided not to launch 8 radio stations, and we were left with an idea. So we continued, got a little bit of funding from their public investment program, 4IP, and we kind of launched it as a real small side project in March 2009, so just a year ago. And kind of put it aside and got back to making money, because that's what we need to do. Within 3 weeks of launch, the story is that the G20 protests were happening in London, and a Guardian journalist called Matthew Weaver forgot to take his audio recorder. So he downloaded audio onto his iPhone, and began to then record from the process itself. And we picked up on this, and because we capture the locations of recordings, so it's very simple for us to then take his audio and plot it on a map of London. And you've got this amazing visualisation of where the rioting and the marching was taking place. And then The Guardian began to embed it on their log, on their web pages, and our site nearly fell over, and kind of we suddenly realised that this was potentially something big. So we spent most of 2009 kind of juggling audio boo and juggling paid work, and might try and stop it down and make it better. our philosophy is very much kind of agile one, so it's based on iteration. So you don't finish something and launch it, you launch with a bare minimum, you find out what people want, and then you iterate on that. So when we launched the website, you can probably find a movie online somewhere. There was actually a whole bunch of it, we just had big grey slashes for it. We hadn't actually managed to do the functionality, so the search box was kind of crossed out and there was no following. But gradually over time, we've got it to a state where it doesn't even fall down so much anymore. So let's just listen to a piece of audio. I think this bit by Stephen Fry, we're lucky enough to have a user, shows off the kind of sound quality to good effect.